Ascension Relief heads for Quakehead Peru, a mission agency moves to bring hope to those earning less than a dollar a day, and the Christian Institute on Disability tackles hot-button questions. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The death toll is still rising from the magnitude 8 earthquake in Peru that devastated coastal towns last week. Considered one of the worst in decades, Christian Reformed World Relief Committee's Jacob Kramer details their response.
We worked then through the Luke Society, or the representative of the Luke Society, who generally forms at the local level a group of churches who then collectively respond to the need of the people. That is also what we are doing. And Luke Society is also a medical mission, and as such, they can also bring in medicine.
Kramer says the team's response reveals a legacy of hope in Christ to the community they're serving.
It's a real testimony, I would say, always, that churches come together from all sides, and they jointly put their shoulders on helping the people. That is what Christ lived out for us on earth, reaching out, and that is also what these churches will be demonstrating to the people.
Next, in late July, before the quake shook Peru, Global Advance was there training church and business leaders. More than 500 attended the joint conference where they prayed over each other. David Shibley described it as truly moving.
One of the business teachers who went with us said that was the most awesome experience he had ever seen. I've seen this joint strength of both church and business leaders.
Latin America's evangelical church is growing rapidly, but churches and missionaries suffer for lack of financial support. Shibley believes teaming up will help remedy this problem.
It's very crucial, I believe, for the fulfilling of the Great Commission that marketplace ministers be equipped and trained and that they be shown how to honor Christ in the workplace and how to move assets for the advance of the gospel.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Bright Hope International's vision is to reach out to bring hope to those earning less than a dollar a day. Bright Hope's Craig Dyer explains what they do.
We're going to the poorest of the poor in the world. We're going into their communities. We're planting a church. We're working with a church that may already be there. We're providing food, shelter, physical needs. And then we're looking to do economic needs.
Take India, for example. Bright Hope is breaking new ground in northern India where there are few Christians. Despite persecution, God is moving in the region.
I got to be around nine Christian pastors and talk with them for an entire day about their ministry, about the church, about what's going on.
Dyer says they caught the vision of local pastors for building an evangelistic resource center.
We need 110 people to be engaged in this project, and I'm asking if there are people out listening today to get in touch with me. This is one of the poorest states. This is one of the least reached areas of India, a more critical area for us to be engaged with.
And the Christian Institute on Disability will open its doors for coursework next March. The Johnny and Friends Initiative aims to teach people how to minister to the disabled. They also want to meet a growing need for answers related to public policies on disability. Steve Bundy says evangelism is part of that goal.
We want to speak to the secular world, and we want to give them another perspective, a biblical perspective, a Christian perspective, and re-engage medicine and technology with the understanding of theology so that it's a more balanced view and perspective.
Bundy says most higher education does not address disability.
So we really need open doors into seminaries and universities as well that are training professionals to go out and whatever area of profession they're working in. We want to help them understand better how to work with those affected by disability.
Pray that these doors will be opened and that the Institute has a successful start. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam is growing across the West, and few Christians know much about it. With a gift of any amount, MNN is making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you learn and pray during Islam's holy month of Ramadan. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.